I'm DJ TJ. Welcome to The Local. And I'm excited to have joining me in Studio A a group of local musicians who've been part of the Mixtape Project. And we're going to have the opportunity to hear some of the music that resulted from that project. But first, we just want to have listeners get acquainted with you all. I've got to say, a full studio here in Studio A. Lots of the musicians associated with that project. And so first of all, if we could just have you tell us a little bit about what is the Mixtapes Project.
All right. So the Mixtape Project is a project that engages youth, right? And the process itself is through conversation and creative writing to create a tape, a sort of like a compilation of music of different kind of styles to make a sound that is kind of new and kind of different. So what we've done is we have engaged youths within the Woodland Hills program, Pioneers, the name of the group, and we have put together tracks that are telling their own stories and tracks that also kind of just expresses their own creative process.
Okay. So really sounds pretty innovative, pretty eclectic, but also really grounded in one of the great aspects of music, which is storytelling.
Which is right.
Okay, wonderful. Yes. All right. Well, why don't we go ahead now? We're going to listen to our first sample here with the Mixtape Project on KUMD. Wow. you are tuning into KUMD, and if you're just joining us, we just heard a track, and I hope all of Duluth was listening, all of the Northland. I was blown away. That was so good. I'm here with Mixtape Project, and we just played a sample, the first track by them, and it was really incredible, really incredible. What's the name of that track? We didn't actually introduce it. Oh, I got to turn on. Take a Look at Me, Kid?
Yeah, it's called Take a Look at Me, Kid.
All right. Rhyme for a Reason? Yeah. So just good, really, really good. So, you know, I know listeners are going to want to hear more about this project. And I'm wondering maybe next if we could have some of you just talk about some of your music influences or artists that have been influences or anything else that's been an influence. So, yeah, just step up to the mic.
Hey, how you doing, Duluth, man? It's your boy, Ben, man. Y'all just got done listening to our track, man. Take a Look at Me from the Mixtape Project. You know, one of our big influences, man. We look up to a lot of people who made something out of nothing, you know, like Meek Mills, Floyd Mayweather, 50 Cent, all them good people, man. So really what the track is about is take a look at me, kid. I came from nothing. Now I came this far. You know, that was the main point of the song, man. And a lot of my guys made this song, too. We worked hard on it, man. So I just want to let them come up and talk about it.
Yeah, please step forward.
How you doing? I'm Twan. One of my main influences is I got a lot of talent. I really want to put it to use. I grew up seeing a lot of people rap, my big brothers, big cousins, and watching other people rap. And it influenced me to start something, but also started in a different version of a rapping thing. Like, you don't always have to talk about certain violent stuff when you rap. I want to show people that you could change your game up whenever you want to. You could rap without cussing, or you can rap and be violent. But me personally, I want to put it out there so somebody feel where I'm coming from, to know what I've been through and see where we started and where we came from and how we is now.
Hey, Duluth, I'm Keziah. Honestly, I don't really know if anything motivated me to rap, but I do it because I like to tell my side of the story instead of just like it being another statistic type of thing. I like to tell people what really happened, how it really is. And like I went through a lot of stuff in my life, so instead of sitting in an interview room talking about it, I put it on the paper.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
On a piece of paper. So.
And, right. Like we were talking about, music is just such a great way to express your story, and there's different ways of expressing that. But it sounds like that was really one of the appeal. That was the appeal for you.
Yeah.
Hey, my name is Kiwan. One thing that really influenced me is my family. You know what I'm saying? I got tired of living the lifestyle I was living. You know, I got tired of seeing my mom struggle. You know, I got tired of being broke. So, you know what I'm saying? rapping is something that I feel like I could really express myself with. When I'm down, I feel like when I write and when I rap, it, you know what I'm saying, it make me feel better. So, you know what I'm saying? You know.
Like to add on to what he was saying, it's like a coping mechanism for a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we all come from harsh environments. We don't come up from the best neighborhoods. None of us do. That's something we can all share in common. Like, it's just a way to, like, what Kazai was saying, give our side of the story, side of the story. And that's what the Mistake Project is about. It's a story with a melody. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, DeLuf, my name Bryson. You know, one of my biggest influences is going through a lot of struggles in my life. You know, I just wanted to express myself in a rap and let everybody know where I'm coming from, man. Let everybody know you can come up on top from all your struggles. So, you know, that's what influenced me the most.
All right. Yeah, we still have some more.
How y'all doing? This is Denny, man. Man, look, like my crew said, you know what I'm saying? Rapping is a motivation. You know what I'm saying? It's really, we been through it. We been done it. So we just put it in music. That's a coping skill. You know what I'm saying? Most of us don't, you know what I'm saying? We came from nothing. You know, so that's why we just do what we do. Hopefully we can get far with it. You know what I'm saying? That's all, man. Music is music. Music is a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, second, this is Tuan again speaking. I want to do a big shout out to my brother Daniel. I want to thank him for coming here. He didn't have to do it, but he's willing. He believed in us and believed that we can make something out of our life. He came here on his willing time to help us write music and show us that we got a lot of talent, that we can put it to use. Not only can we just, we have a lot of talent, we can do a lot with our life, and he believes in us and want to push us to do something better with our life and move forward and be something in life and not just throw our lives away.
I'm so glad you used the word talent because, you know, one of the themes I'm hearing here is that music just does help us transcend, all of us. It helps us transcend all of the challenges in life. But this is a really talented group on top of those stories that really motivated you to share. Really talented. Yeah.
Just because I also want to say I want to thank Daniel, too, because one thing he didn't do that a lot of people in this room that had happened to them is give up on them. And that's one thing he didn't do these weeks he didn't came. He ain't never gave up on us when some people didn't like me. I didn't want to do a song, but I wound up doing one. He ain't give up on me. He kept encouraging me. He ain't pressure me into doing it, but he ain't just say, oh, okay, you don't want to do it? Oh, well. He ain't give up on me. And I went through a lot of giving up in my life, and I thank him for that.
Yeah. Thanks to Daniel, because obviously you've sort of harnessed an energy of a group of very talented individuals here. So I want to make sure here that we get a chance to play more music. If you didn't get a chance to see something, we will have one more time. We'll talk a little bit after this next track. But I know listeners want to hear more. I want to hear more. So this next track, is there anyone who could introduce what this next track is that we're about to listen to? Say a little something about it?
Yeah, this is Danny. It's called Been Through. You know what I'm saying? It's what we've been through. You going to see in the track, man. It's a lovely song.
Track,
you know,
one, right? Track one. I've got that right. We don't want to mess it up. Okay, here we go. Been Through.
You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what...
You are tuning into KUMD Duluth Public Radio, and we just heard Been Through by the Mixtape Project. I have the musicians of that project here joining me in the studio. And again, that another excellent track. That was the second track that we were able to listen here while we have them in Studio A. And I know that what a lot of listeners who are tuning in right now are probably thinking is, I want to hear some more. Unfortunately, we don't have time in the show, but maybe you can tell us about if people heard today and were really inspired, really liked the sound, if they want to hear more, where can we find out more about you or hear more of your music?
Now, there's going to be, there's a lot of different things around the music right now, but we're going to figure out a better way of sharing some of this music with the broader audience. When that happens, you'll know, but a person to follow for that information would be myself. So you want to check out Dan San Creatives. Look for Dan San Creatives. You could send us an email at dansandcreatives@gmail.com. And based on the conversations that happened, we could share this particular mixtape album with you. To follow up with the artists themselves, that's a journey you'll have to go through on your own.
Well, I'll say we knew him when, right? So appreciate you giving us just a little bit of a lead on how we can make that connection. And as we're closing out our time here in Studio A with the Mixtape Project, I want to give just one more last opportunity for any of you to give any more shout-outs or, you know, thank yous or anything else you just want to add here as we close things up.
Shout-out to my mom. Shout-out to all the people, you know, that's out there that's listening. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I want to shout-out to my brother Daniel again. I thank you for coming and spending your time with us. I want to do a shout-out to my mom and my kids. I miss y'all, and I'm going to be the person I need to be. I'm going to make it somewhere in life. My mom always told me, push forward towards your goals and be what you want to be. You can do anything you want to do. Just put your mind to it. So I want to thank her, and I want to thank my kids for inspiring me to be a better person.
Anyone else?
I just want to say, don't judge us because you don't know what we've been through. We've been going through struggle for time.
Hey, man, I want to shout out Daniel. I want to shout out to my mom, my sisters, and my brothers, and my niece. Y'all inspired me to do this, and thank y'all for everything y'all did for me.
Hey, man, I just want to shout out my brothers and my mom. You know, they put me through everything, so they inspired me to put everything on paper, man. I love y'all.
Awesome.
I just want to shout out my mom, you know, Te amo. I love you. Shout out to, you know, to God, you know. Bless everybody, you know. He gave us the opportunity to be here and everything. You know, I just want to wish everybody who listened to us a good day, man. Bless y'all. Buenos dias.
I want to shout out to Daniel, first of all, man. He made it happen for us, man. Give big shouts out to my Selmas, my moms, my OG, and everybody, man. This was a blessing.
Yeah, man, I just want to shout out to my moms, man, for raising the king, man. I love you, Ma. I want to shout out to my sisters, man, to my brothers, my cousins. I want to shout out to all the guys here who did this project, man. Special shout out to Danny, man, for believing in us, man. We really came out here and did our thing. And I give a special shout out to Christine. I know you out there listening. I love you, girl. I'll be home soon.
I just want to say one last thing. I just want to thank this project took a lot of persistence and perseverance, ups and downs. And every guy you see here in the studio, that's you. But everyone you listen to on the track, for those listening, it puts life in perspective for you. I just want you to know that everybody in this room right now loves you. And I personally, working with them, I haven't experienced that much love like in the real world, like for real. Like, so all I'm saying is they challenge us to be better. And I love every one of you in this room, and we love you listening. Thank you for listening.
And I also want to say, if there's any producers out there listening, my name is Kazaya. Come holler at me. I'll be home real soon.
Thank you, DJ TJ. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. What a
tell you, I'm old Duluth. Love you all.
What a privilege it was to have you in studio. Really talented. Thank you so much. Yeah, you're
thank
welcome.
Thank you.
All right,
God
well,
bless you guys.
I'm saying goodbye here as Mixtape Project is leaving the studio. More local music ahead here on KUMD.